Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK, 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. You know, a question that occurred to me the other day is, why has Donald Trump not been prosecuted by now? I mean, for crimes. Why has he not been prosecuted for engineering the January 6th insurrection? Why hasn't he been prosecuted for instance, in New York, giving widely different valuations for his properties to taxing authorities and to banks? Why hasn't he been prosecuted for calling Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, and threatening him with criminal prosecution if he didn't change votes and come up with 11,580 more votes than Trump got? How has he skated out? And then I dug a little, and I'll tell you, let me give you some other examples. Federal prosecutors right now have convened a grand jury to investigate whether the classified documents that Trump took with him to Mar-a-Lago were tampered with. In particular, some of the documents that were subpoenaed, where Joe Biden waived executive privilege and Trump had to cough them up, had been torn apart and taped back together. Trump regularly ripped up classified documents in the White House. He flushed some down the toilet. One of his aides, this is bizarre, said they saw her, she saw him chewing on a piece of paper and eating it. He was concealing it. And apparently he manipulated it, tore some of them apart and taped them back together. And it's going to take some forensic analysis to see whether the right pieces got taped together. This is all a felony. Do you remember with Hillary Clinton? They were saying, well, you know, she used a private server, which was not breached. Jeb Bush had done that. A lot of people have done it. You know, they're out and, you know, you have your phone and, you know, you have plenty of passwords that weren't breached and you get a message and then you respond. And that was what Comey said he was investigating, that tipped the election, even when he was investigating Trump for collusion with Russia and Russian hacking. Remember that? What do you think would happen if Hillary Clinton or Obama had eaten some classified documents, actual classified documents, flushed some down the toilet so plumbers had to regularly come to the White House to clean out the toilet? No kidding. And taken them back to their homes and ripped them up. We're not even sure we got them all back. This isn't a close case. It is a felony to destroy classified documents. This is what the guy did. Now, to their credit, the federal prosecutors, and that does not say, it does not say whether it's the Florida prosecutor or Merrick Garland. I assume Merrick Garland had to approve it. But Merrick, you got to get off the dime, guy. You got to get off the dime. Yeah, he's a big target, but you're in a big position. You're the attorney general. This is not political. If anybody does this, you would prosecute them and you should prosecute them. Now, let me give you another example where it looks like Trump so far has avoided prosecution. The Federal Election Commission just deadlocked on two charges against Trump for laundering $617 million in re-election cash through a couple of straw entities. Now, this isn't even close. If somebody in Wisconsin were running for Congress or running for alderman or running for mayor, and they got a contribution for $25,000 and it was run through a straw donor. So somebody said, I don't want my name appearing as the donor, so I'm going to send it to the Better Government PAC, or the Better Government Group, and then they're going to give it to them. That's a felony, and they would be prosecuted for doing that. Or let's say that you said, I don't want it seen, so I'm going to give you, my good friend, with a different name from me, the 25, and you contribute it to the candidate. So it looks like it came in your name. That's a felony. That's regularly prosecuted, by the way. There's one case where a father gave the max to a candidate, and then he gave each of his sons the same amount, and they gave it to the candidate, and they prosecuted the father for laundering money through his sons. You know, I wasn't involved in that case. My defense would be, hey, these are my sons. I can give them any money I want. I can give them an advance on their inheritance. They can give it or not give it to whoever they want. But Trump launders $617 million, and it was Jared Kushner, by the way, whom they found out had been the one who set this up, and Jared Kushner isn't prosecuted. And Trump isn't prosecuted. Why did the FEC deadlock? Because they're equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans, and they deadlocked on party lines. But Hillary Clinton was charged civilly a few years ago with inadequate disclosure over the funding for the Steele report. And I think she was fined $8,000. The Democrats said, hey, you know, we wanted more disclosure. There's nothing wrong with it, but you just want disclosure. How about $617 million in re-election cash? That's a material number. And the Republicans won't vote for anything against Trump. My question is, where's Merrick Garland? He doesn't need the FEC to sign off on this. That is a violation of federal law. How about a grand jury like Trump's manipulation and destruction of classified documents and tampering? At some point, when does Trump get prosecuted? You know, he ginned up the insurrection. They ginned up the Green Bay sweep, where they wanted a couple of secretaries of state in the purple states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, just to say, without basis, that there was fraud. And then the attorney general, this Clark guy that Trump almost appointed acting attorney general, would have said, the election's illegitimate, let's do it over. In the meantime, Trump stays as president. And he's there. It's very, very hard to evict somebody. You go to the U.S. Supreme Court, six Republicans. That was a constitutional attack. And if you want specifics, police officers were beaten. A woman was shot. A woman was trampled to death. An officer was almost kicked to death in what Trump ginned up. But he's dodged all these things in a couple of different ways. One is he has the complete support of Republican stalwarts like on the Federal Election Commission. Merrick Garland, quite frankly, is timid. In New York, the DA took a dive. They squeezed out Cyrus Vance on identity politics, and they put in a clown who just announced they were about to indict him, and they just announced that he felt that there wasn't enough evidence, and he dismissed it. Somebody got to him. Somebody got to him. The heroic prosecutor in Atlanta, Georgia, on the Raffensperger extortion got death threats, including to her kids. Trump gave a speech when it was announced that they were looking into him and said that she's an African-American woman. She's a racist. And he hoped that the people in this country would do the right thing. It's all of this implied violence. With Hillary Clinton, He said that the Second Amendment people should take care of her. And when the Secret Service talked to him, if you and I said that right now about a presidential candidate, you'd be arrested. But because he was the Republican nominee saying it, they were afraid to arrest him and they chewed him out. And he gave him the finger. And then shortly afterwards, he said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. He threatens violence, but nobody threatens violence against him. People are not afraid of the Democratic Party. They are afraid of the Republican Party. There are many, many school board members and elections people who are not seeking reappointment or election because they've been threatened with death threats for them and their kids. And there have not been prosecutions. There have got to be prosecutions. And the judge who looks at it has got to give them long prison terms. Give them 10 years. In the middle of a guy's life, 10 years in the pen. This threat of violence, this politicizing of violence, this weaponizing of violence by the Republican Party is betraying the country. It's splitting it terribly. And I've just given you two other instances. Trump's tampering with classified documents, a felony, and laundering $617 million in reelection cash in 2020, engineered by Jared Kushner, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. His base does not care that he's a crook. He must be prosecuted. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.